72. That brings you to the stage of subjection. During subjection, a woman will excessively look downwards. You'll notice dilated pupils and heavy breathing. She might also all too frequent trips to the bathroom. If a woman is experiencing a red zone response, she'll often attempt to do what's called breaking state, or simply put, snap herself out of the seductive state you've put her in. If she disappears to the bathroom often during the stage of subjection, and if it's any other stage than something else might be going on, then she's probably trying to break state. She's doing this because you haven't built enough rapport. A woman will be very responsive to sensual conversation during subjection as well. Any conversation topic that has to do with feeling something physically, touching something, seeing something, smelling something, hearing something, tasting something, will produce a strong response. The way to know that you're in the relationship balance phase is that a woman will stop administering congruent tests or will administer them less frequently. You will have proven that your confidence is not faked, and you will have built substantial deep rapport with her, so they are no longer necessary. She will have accepted you completely. So there you have it, the complete system. Give yourself a pat on the back for making it this far. The remainder of this book is dedicated to helping you use this system to control attraction, rapport, subjection, and relationship balance. Excited? Good. Let's continue. Chapter 5, The Approach. Most men are terrified of walking over to a woman they don't know, introducing themselves and attempting to build attraction. If you don't know the system for understanding what stage you are in or knowing how to move forward, then it can seem impossible. In this chapter, I'm going to address that issue directly and make sure that you know everything you need to know about approaching. We won't just talk about what to do when you get there and what to say and how to go about it. We'll also discuss how to get rid of the debilitating fear known as approach anxiety. Men who are playing the male gender role have what's called an approach mechanism. An approach mechanism is the 74. Natural drive that makes you want to talk to a woman you are attracted to. If a man has a strong and well-developed approach mechanism, he is considered confident and will approach women immediately and attract a greater number of them. Women, unless they are playing the male gender role, don't have an approach mechanism. Instead, they have something known as filtering mechanism. If a woman doesn't have a very powerful filtering mechanism, she will not attract the kind of men that are good for her. So what happens if a man has a poor approach mechanism? A man with a poor approach mechanism is considered weaker or more submissive than men with stronger approach mechanism. If a woman has a weak filtering mechanism, she will find that she attracts the same kind of bad relationship over and over and over again. The difference between these two mechanisms explain why men are considered more valuable amongst their peers if they sleep with lots of women, and women are considered less valuable amongst their peer if they sleep with lots of men. Not sleeping with lot of women means that a man has a poor approach mechanism. It means that he is unable to attract women or approach women properly. Failure in these regards will affect a man both socially and romantically. For a woman, though sleeping with lots of men mean that she has a bad filtering mechanism, this is also likely to affect her both socially and romantically. Each of these weaknesses lead to disaster. 75. If you have a weak approach mechanism, you'll never meet the kind of woman that you want to meet. And you'll never get the kind of experience that you need to have in order to truly attract that woman that you want to attract. Women that have weak filtering mechanism will never be able to filter out the men that aren't right for them, and they'll never be able to attract the kind of men that will be able to make them happy and offer them value. The condition of having a weak approach mechanism, as I mentioned earlier, is called approach anxiety. It is an overwhelming, gripping fear that you will be rejected if you approach a woman that usually appears just before you're about to talk to her. Some women have a condition called filter failure, but we're not really concerned about that in this book. Symptoms of approach anxiety include extreme nervousness and complete lack of concentration and an emotional overload. You'll also begin an excuse process creation, which means that you're going to begin inventing countless excuses for why you shouldn't or can't approach a woman, and your emotional and logical brain will start fighting each other. The problem, as you know, is that you can't make decisions from an emotional state of mind. To compensate, your emotional brain will start to mimic your logical brain to make you feel balanced and in control. 76. In control of the situation. It will feed your reasons for not approaching a woman that won't make any logical sense whatsoever, but will sound sensible enough under the circumstances that your logical brain believes them. I've heard thousands of those excuses, and not one of them is good. I can't approach her. It's too cold in here. There are too many people in this place. I haven't had enough to drink. I can't approach her because she only hangs out with tall guys. She's too pretty. Whatever it is, the only truth involved in the excuse process is that they will prevent you from approaching and will cause you to waste valuable opportunities. The reason your body reacts in this way disadvantageous though it may seem, is called a self-preservation mechanism. The self-preservation mechanism is a technique that all human bodies use to help them survive, which is why it's also sometimes referred to as survival mechanism. It keeps you out of situations that would potentially be threatening to your well-being or your belief system by giving you reasons why you should not enter the situation in the first place. So what do you do when this happens? How do you override your body's natural processes to get rid of approach anxiety? Well, there's only one way to get rid of it for good. Keep working on it constantly. If you don't continuously practice defeating it, your approach anxiety will come back. Think of your social skills like a muscle. Your social muscle is just like any other muscle in your body. If you work it out, it gets stronger. And if you don't, it gets weaker. If you, page 77, never mind, not going on.